You join us here inside Darren's house.
What? Where'd you come from? Get out!
Darren is about to play the Sunday Million prize draw on the NFL with Paddy Power Fantasy.
Sophie, it's that bloke from Paddy Power. He's got in the arse again.
It's just £9 to enter a competition that has £1.8 million in prizes to be won and £300,000 for the winner.
Listen, mate, get out of here before I...
Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team. Last entry by 6pm Sunday. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning.
Get out! Don't you dare read those terms and conditions.
Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Right, I'm calling the police.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. It is our daily fantasy special, and OG, it's not just any daily fantasy special. I would go as far as to say it is the daily fantasy special.
Because after 10 weeks, I don't want to say it's time, but after 10 weeks, it is absolutely time that we've got our own competition.
Unleash the beast. Yeah. Is what we're doing. The Nat Coombs Show competition, courtesy of our friends Paddy Power Fantasy. Guess what they have done? Created a show league for our fantastic listeners and viewers, put together a cash pool prize of £1,000, and made it free to enter. What is not to love about that?
Cold hard squid, they call that. Yeah. That is very exciting. And again, I think it's probably right that we did save it for 10 weeks in, just so we can really get used to things, and then we'll go, we're good all along.
Educating our listeners and our viewers all season long with the Daily Fantasy Smarts. They're ready now. It's like a kind of Jedi pad one kind of thing.
I'd like to think so. It's, yes, I have been called Yoda in the past, but not for my special abilities.
Probably because of your dress sense. You've probably got some kind of Yoda robe somewhere in that OG wardrobe. Incidentally, props on your shirt. If you're listening to the pod and not seeing this in full effect, head on over to the ESPN UK YouTube channel, or indeed our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at the NC Show.
MySpace.
They don't exist anymore. They're long gone.
You're
still rocking the MySpace page. I love it. Along with the 14 other people that are still on it. Yeah. Anyway, let's get down to business. We are going to enter the tournament as well, insofar as we are going to put teams out.
Yes, that's great.
Will go head to head with us. So not just cash prizes, but the opportunity to probably inevitably beat me and the OG team.
Imagine that. Imagine if we were first and second. Mate. Or last.
Probably the latter.
Imagine that.
Probably the latter.
Do we lose our jobs?
We should go head to head. So our teams, we're going to go head to head. We're not going to, because we want to leave the cash prizes for our listeners, right?
Sure.
But we're going to post our team. We're going to talk about our team at the end of the show. Post our team out on social media as well.
Yep.
So you can theoretically match up against us, but me and you head to head.
Perfect.
Forfeit. There's got to be a forfeit.
Okay. Done. I'm locked in.
All right. Let's start then with our stack. Quarterback, wide receiver, tag team that we think is going to go off this weekend. Where are you going?
I just want to clarify as well. I've got a theme this week, and it's the Hey Big Spender theme.
Nice.
And it's also the risky theme. So it's a double theme, you know.
Where's the stack?
I don't have one theme. You know?
Makes sense.
It's crazy. But this week, keeping that in mind, I'm going for Patrick Mahomes rating at 8,500 pounds. Of course, if he does play, we all know that he's averaging 21.5 fantasy points per game. He has practiced fully. Entirely on Wednesday. Probably could have played against the Vikings, to be honest, but they wanted to just rest him. And we did see, of course, when the Chiefs won, he did sprint onto the field.
Giving presumably collective heart attacks to everyone in the Chiefs organization is just piling in. Start some kind of bundle at one point.
No, I couldn't agree more, but that was good to see. And then from the stacks point of view for the wide receiver, I'm going for Tyreek Hill. He is currently going for £8,000, but on the weekend, as we saw, he brought in 6 of 8 targets for 140 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed once for 5 yards, and he did quite well, proving that without Mahomes, he can still operate.
Yeah,
but we're assuming that with Mahomes, they're going to be very dominant. So again, spending a lot of money on these two, but I rate them.
I like the matchup as well. I like Kansas City all the way in that one. I am spending a fair bit of dollar as well, actually, on my stack. I'm going Drew Brees and Michael Thomas for the Saints against Atlanta. Drew Brees is back. His go-to guy, Michael Thomas. We all know, despite the fact they've been off the back of a bye, how poor this Atlanta Falcons side is. Yeah. It's going to be a points fest, though. I can see the Falcons slugging one or two back, but I think New Orleans fill their boots. I think Brees at 8-3, Michael Thomas at 8-7, safe as houses on my stack. What about going big?
Well, I'm going very big with Alvin Kamara. He is going for 8,300 pounds this week. So again, there is risk in there because we know that his knee/ankle hasn't been totally right, but he did practice entirely on Thursday, which is a great sign, and he is ready to play against the Falcons. And he can, against Atlanta defense in particular, that's allowed 128.9 yards from scrimmages per game and 9 touchdowns a against running backs. Oof. So in particular, that's the stat that really grabbed me, because right. we know what Kamara can do in general, but given the fact that that's how Atlanta's defense are operating against running backs, I think, why not? 8.3, let's go for
so
it.
So what we're hoping for here is 3 touchdowns for Kamara, yeah. 4 for Thomas, and Breece, 90 throws those 4, but hops in for a quick quarterback sneak as
exactly,
well.
And then we'll just have a hug at the end of it.
We are quits it, high five. Okay, I'm going with Lamar Jackson up against the Bengals, of course, same kind of principle as the Breece versus Falcons matchup. I think it's a safe bet he's going to fill his boots. We know how vanilla this Bengals defense yeah. has been. I think Lamar Jackson, off the back of that win against the Patriots, is going to have his tail well and truly in the air. Great ball protection as well. So irrespective of all his productivity, 70 touchdowns so far this season, just given up 5 picks. One of the better, safer quarterbacks in the NFL for that reason. Love the matchup all the way. Perfect. Baltimore all the way. Lamar Jackson, £8,600, averaging over 26 fantasy points a game, and he's going to keep that average above the 26 mark, I reckon, after this
massive
one.
Massive call. Yeah, well, hence the go big. Yeah.
Hence the go big. Exactly. That's the kind of point of go big.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson all the way. What about the other end of the spectrum, OG, and the bargain pick?
Yes. So the value pick that we're going for, as we will know by now, it's anything under £6,000 is generally where we draw the line. So I'm going for Mr. J.D. McKissic at £5,600. So we saw on the weekend he carried 4 times for 32 yards.
Can you spell McKissic?
Is it 8 or 7 S's? I just can't confirm. Is it 8 or 7?
I can't spell it either.
Well, you can't spell it, but
love the pick. Love
that's
the pick.
All right. But yeah, we saw him also catch 3 or 4 targets for 40 yards and a touchdown. My value pick, coincidentally, last week, Jalen Samuels did incredibly well. He got 19.3, I think, fantasy points, which is
sneaking the brag in there. I love
not,
that.
It's not huge, yeah. but it's not, you know, anything under 6 is getting you around that 19 point mark. Mm. That you've got to be pretty happy with that. So I'm backing my
you're
man,
obviously very
JD,
happy with that. I love that.
McKissic with 8 S's to do the same thing.
You see, that's interesting. You drop in a smart pick from last week that you made when I could have just launched in with Russell Wilson last, but mate, did I go there? Didn't need
right.
to. Didn't need to. The listeners and the viewers know about that. Now, a bargain pick, 6K or under, right?
Yep.
I'm going Damian Williams in that Kansas City, Tennessee game, averaging just under 10 yards, a fantasy yards, 10 fantasy points a game this season. But of course, was really on song last week, over 100 yards on 12 carries. I think it was 125. So I think they might play the hot hand here as well.
Yep.
And there is a chance, we've talked about the matchup, between the Chiefs and Tennessee. There is a chance that they will need to lean on the run a little bit against this Tennessee front 7. And if they do, I wonder whether Williams is going to cash in here. So look, a bargain pick, a 6K, there's always a bit of a gamble here.
Yep.
He could have an innocuous afternoon, but I think he could have a big afternoon as well. So there's a lot of upside for him at 6K. I like that. And it's a Titans rushing defense that isn't bad, but it's not great either. So 6K, Damian Williams, like it. Okay, what about avoid?
Well, this week I'm going for Saquon Barkley. So he's currently rated at 8,600 pounds.
Controversial pick.
Well, you might say that, but we heard last week, you know, I was even sort of, I mean, I almost stood up at one point when I knew that, that our main man McCaffrey was rated, I think it was 9,600 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, that is insanity. But we all know that he, of course, can perform. But on the other hand, Barkley at 8.6, that is just way too money for what I feel like he's going to be able to pull in for you. On the weekend, we saw he rushed 14 times for just 28 yards, caught 6 of 8 targets. Admittedly, there was that big, 65-yard reception that really sort of, if it wasn't for that, he would have had a really poor game. Mm. In fact, other than that week 3 game, which he got injured, Monday's game was Barkley's first contest this season with neither 100 scrimmage yards nor a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And against the Jets defense at the moment that are actually really good against running backs. Mm. So I just don't see it happening.
I like what you're doing there, because we'll all be revealed a little bit, later on when I announce my team. But that is fighting talk from you, OG. Let's just join the dots on that one. Well, you know what? I've had a couple of options for avoid, but I'm gonna stay in the same game, and I'm going Sam Darnold. Because look, let's look at this practically, right? I can imagine there aren't many listeners or viewers out there right now that are thinking my quarterback week 10 daily fantasy is going to be Sam Darnold. Although some might think, well, for 7-2 up against the Giants, there could be quite a lot of points on the board.
Depends
here.
How you structure your money. So that totally
exactly.
Makes sense.
To spend it elsewhere. So 7-2, maybe Sam Darnold, since he's come back from his mono, from his illness, in horrendous form. 9 interceptions in 4 games. He's got a a completion percentage of 63.22, which might sound all right on paper. That ranks him 33rd in the NFL. There are 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. He's ranked 33rd on completion percentage, turning over the ball. As I say, 9 interceptions this season. That's the number 3 in the league for all the wrong reasons. At 7-2, I don't think it is worth spending big elsewhere and looking at a player like that. So I'm avoiding Darnold as my player of the week. All right, then, defense. Where are you going, Alt?
Well, I had a bit of money left over this week, so I'm spending quite large on this one. I'm going for New Orleans. They are coming in at £5,000. They will be facing the Falcons on the weekend. And even if Matt Ryan is back in action, I just feel like they've got a very, yes, they've got a very good offensive group. They've got a great core, really. But they've not looked themselves this year, you know, at all. And so the unit itself is only averaging 20.6 points per game and has 15 giveaways. We saw, on the other hand, New Orleans, they had 4 sacks on the weekend. And I just feel like, it's going to be a pretty ugly performance. So going for the Saints.
Didn't go, you know, usually this season you've gone against the Dolphins, the defense playing up against the Dolphins. You could have gone there.
I'm just shaking things up now.
Like it.
Nothing
I
wrong
like
with
it.
That. Nothing wrong with Mixing that. And again, had a little bit of money left over. So that's where the structuring of your budget comes into play. So I thought, hey, why not? Let's spend big.
Love it. I'm spending big on my D as well. Oh, you'll be pleased to hear. 5K as well for the Baltimore Ravens against Cincinnati. Like I said before, love this matchup, which is undeniably going to come back to haunt me. Yeah. The Bengals put the biggest upset win of the season on the board. But no, look, they've got a young quarterback in now at Cincinnati. That's never an easy situation up against pretty decent Bengals defense at the best of times. If you look at what they've done in the last couple of weeks with the Patriots and the Seahawks, they've held them to an average of 18 points per game, respectively two of the stronger offenses in the NFL. Certainly stronger offenses than the Cincinnati Bengals side. So all the way for me, the Ravens, a safe bet. And as you say, spend a little bit of money there if you can scrimp and save elsewhere.
Absolutely.
As well. There we go then. Those are our particular picks for this week. But as we said at the top of the show, we have a daily fantasy tournament, the Nat Coombs Show tournament, dropping on Sunday. So we have both picked a team to go head to head with each other and with you guys at home as well. So let's go through the team. I'm expecting, OG, that all of the players that you flagged just now are in your team. Otherwise, I will feel shortchanged.
There will be one difference. You will notice, because obviously as well, for in your particular team, you can have more players. So
fair point.
Than what we've been discussing, but I think it's mainly my go big. So I don't have Kamara, but you see why, because I've spent big elsewhere.
Mix it up.
Run you through it. I've got Patrick Mahomes, Latavius Murray, J.D. McKissick, Tyreek Hill, Marvin Jones Jr.,
love that.
Julio Jones, Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hilliard, and New Orleans Saints defense.
Ooh, I like
coming
it.
In with about £100, you know, spare.
I saved £100 as well.
Really?
What were you saying earlier?
Snacks and beverages, but. Now we can put it all in a pool and we've got £200 for snacks and beverages.
That sounds amazing.
Perfect.
Depending on the stadium we'll probably get like one beer and one bag of popcorn.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So I've gone Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. As I said, they were my stack earlier on. Calvin Ridley, sneaky 5'3". Ridley, a good red zone threat. So if there is anything going on in that game, Cooper Kupp, I've gone 8-1. Saquon. You think he was your avoid? I've gone in. They're going to leave with Saquon. He's going to run all over those Jets. I can feel it. Saquon, 8-6. Damian Williams at 6K. Yep. Larry Fitz, the ever reliable Larry Fitz.
You love Larry Fitz.
Love Larry Fitz.
It's a fine wine.
5-4. I mean, it's just what's not to love about that value. He's my flex. Eric Ebron. And then I've gone the Ravens D. So there we go. That is our team. Well, your team, my team. We are going head-to-head on Sunday. Get involved as well. The link is all across our social media channels. So just head over to the NC Show. If you look at the biog of this show, wherever you're listening to, it will be in there as well. Yep. You've got to get your team in, done and dusted before 6 o'clock on Sunday. It is free to enter. Get involved. Best of luck. And we will see you next week. Oh, good luck. May the best man win.
How's your fantasy team doing, mate?
Oh, I haven't chatted in ages. Everyone's bored of it by this stage of the season, now, aren't they?
That's enough out of you, you whiny limey. That's soccer, not football. Then this is Paddy Power's NFL Fantasy. No season-long boredom, no excuses, and £1,000 in prizes each week. Check the podcast description for your direct link. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning.
Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.